His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at news throughout the Region 1 school district, Sharon Center School Board of Education has decided not to replace two faculty members who are taking early retirement. Library Media Specialist Judy Gaffney and Language Arts Middle School teacher Terry Pastry have signed an agreement that offers a $15,000 stipend in each of the next 2 years. During a board meeting last week, the principal told members if you don't replace them, the landscape will look very different at the school. Most of the discussion centered around the librarian's position. Gaffney's been praised for her highly successful program at the school. The board has said, though, other schools in the region have been operating their libraries with paraprofessionals. The Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education has decided to conduct a full applicant search for a principal. Members went into executive session last week, making the announcement after coming into public session. They said they hope the interim principal, Lexi Lynch, will apply. She's been serving as the school's leader since this past summer. Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education is seeking someone to serve as an alternate to the Region 1 Board of Education. They don't have to be on the local school board. Chairwoman Patricia McCare serves as the town's representative and said she tries to attend every meeting, but sometimes circumstances may occur to prevent her from being there. And in Sharon, the school board has named Debbie Rathbun to replace resigning Jenny Hansel on the recommendation of the Democratic Town Committee. Jenny, of course, has moved from Sharon. The Exchange Club of Canaan has a dinner and meeting coming up. Dinner at 6:30, reception at 6 at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village. The speaker will be Christian Allen, select person for the town of North Canaan. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee will hold a meeting coming up on Wednesday at the Salisbury Town Hall at 5:30. Immediately following that, the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee regular meeting will be held at 6:30 Wednesday at Town Hall. A blood drive coming up on Thursday from 3 till 7:30 at the Amenia Town Hall. For more information, 845-373-8118, extension 101. Walk-ins are welcome. Please bring an ID. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Central Office Conference Room, an executive session anticipated for the purpose of conducting a hearing with regard to expulsion of a student, possible action regarding the expulsion of that student. On the 22nd, a town meeting in Salisbury, Connecticut will be held at Town Hall at 7:30. A Heart Healthy Lunch and Learn is coming up at the Northern Dutchess Hospital, the cafeteria conference room in Rhinebeck on Friday from 12 till 2, featuring Douglas Kroll, MD, and Rafia Payman, Northern Dutchess Hospital's nutrition counselor. Seating is limited. Registration is required. Contact healthquest.org. Heart Lunch. 2 days of fun for all, indoors and out, February 24th and 25th. All kinds of great food, including restaurant crawl and mall, live music, art shows, winter sports, open house tours, and more. It is Weekend in Norfolk. Visit weekendinnorfolk.org or call 860-542-5829 for updated information. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball and Little League once again this weekend on the 24th, 10 to 1 at the Amenia Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. More information at 845-705-7127. Steve Johnson and his Magic Variety Show will appear at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 11 o'clock. He's been traveling the East Coast with his show for more than 20 years, entertaining children, teens, and adults. The show uses magic, illusion, comedy, and juggling. The show will last 45 minutes. West Cornwall Winter Stroll will happen this Saturday from 2 till 5. It includes a hike offered by the Cornwall Conservation Trust, which meets at 2 in the Trinity parking area at the end of Town Road, which will explore the winter wildlife, who is sleeping and who is not. Joe Bryan will be offering to make young people's workshop at the West Cornwall Library make a rake from 2 till 5 p.m. at the Hughes Memorial Library on Lower River Road. Debbie Labby and her Llama Jack will be at the Wish House Lawn for therapeutic mini-strolls at 2 o'clock on. There'll be tasty stuff and refreshments at various businesses. 1812 House will have a sampling of their mail-order offerings. The Wish House has some bubbly as well. The gallery will be featuring work by Cornwall artist Susan Hellman, Simply Cornwall. Bay and Real Estate offering an insight into what's available in the Cornwall area. A maple syrup sampling will be held at Purley's Farmhouse Cafe. Ian Ingersoll will have refreshments for young and not so young. The Toll House has various artists on display, such as Don Bracken, Swede Ashram, Scott Zuckerman, Susan Rand. Check out the West Cornwall Winter Stroll Facebook page for more information. Ancrum Fire Company has their chicken barbecue on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the firehouse. Eat in or take out. Tickets are $13. Reservations can be made at 518-329-3430. The exhibit Phyllis Knotts Faces and Figments, February 24th through March 17th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. The opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Saturday at 4 p.m., Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series continues with All the King's Men, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Robert Penn Warren, at the library, Pine Street in Cornwall. Coming up in Hudson, the Hudson Area Library on the 24th presents Food for Thought. That is a conversation exploring community food security in Columbia County, led by individuals in the agricultural, faith, education, and emergency food sectors, followed by a home-cooked meal made from gleaned ingredients. That's at 5 p.m. Sharon Women's Club has their 14th annual chili dinner coming up on Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. February 24th, Sharon Playhouse presents Cocktails and Cabaret, your 1950s prom. Get out your poodle skirt and madras suit and dust it off, put it on, shake, rattle, and roll to sounds of their featured DJ. There'll be a libation at the bar if you're old enough. There'll be surprise entertainment and a raffle. You could win season tickets to the entire Playhouse main stage season. More information or tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. In Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music, the Midwinter Fireside Concert featuring Yehuda Hanani, J.S. Bach's Gamble Sonatas, American countertenor Ayera Nussbaum Cohen, in selections of English song from Dowland, Purcell, and Handel, and pianist Michelle Levin at St. James Place at 6 p.m. A community forum meeting Salisbury housing needs will be held. It's open to all who live or work in Salisbury on Sunday from 1 till 3 p.m. at Salisbury Central School. It's being hosted by the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission in partnership with Salisbury Housing Committee, Salisbury Housing Trust, and Salisbury Economic Development Committee, made possible in part through a grant from the Berkshire County Community Foundation Housing Us Initiative. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up the week at 25,219.38, the NASDAQ 7239.46, and the S&P 500 at 2732.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.